The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my honor, my privilege to welcome to the program a dear friend, but a man who is doing great, great things for people, Dr. Kerry Gerges from Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville. Dr. Gerges, again, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be with you and your audience.
Well, it is a delight to have you here. You know, Dr. Gerges, it's been a long time since we just went over the basics, the fundamentals of decompression therapy.
Yes.
We've talked about neuropathy. We've talked about a lot of the other treatments that you offer. But let's go back and start at the beginning. First, how did you learn about non-surgical spinal decompression therapy?
Well, it came out from trying to take care of patients palliatively, from visit to visit, from episode to episode, with really no long-lasting results. Chiropractic treatment, which I am a chiropractor, adjustments are wonderful, but they're temporary. They just coach us from one visit to the next. However, when I found out about the procedure that's called decompression therapy, which is really a medical device that is created by a neurosurgeon, Dr. Alan Dyer. I called him up. I said, Dr. Dyer, I hear about this procedure called decompression that you created. Can you tell me about it? He said, well, come over. So I flew down to Florida and spent time with the guy.
So this was developed not by a chiropractor.
No.
But by a neurosurgeon.
Right. He got it because his back went out and the surgery failed. And as a result, he had to do something about it. And he created that procedure.
If I remember correctly,
yes.
He got so bad that he had to quit practicing.
Right. He couldn't do that because he was on medication, on narcotics for pain relief. And as a result, he could not be a surgeon with narcotics in his system.
Well, let me just say this. And this is not a knock on other chiropractors by any means. But you're the first chiropractor that I've ever heard say, it's great, it's wonderful, but it's temporary. I knew that, but I've never heard a chiropractor admit it.
Yeah, because an adjustment is good for a misalignment. You can realign it. But we're talking about something much more serious than that.
Right.
We're talking about discs that are damaged and causing either bulging or herniation or even sometimes goes as far as the rupture. And so when you go to disc degeneration or dehydration and bulging, an adjustment is not going to fix the disc. Is an adjustment corrects the misalignment. But the disc has to be treated separately, very, very methodically. That have to be rehydrate the disc that is already shrunk. And you have to try to pull the bulge back inside the disc and close up the micro tears that are happening on the wall of the disc. This is done with a specific procedure that is amazing.
So you're talking about traction. All chiropractors do traction.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is really the misnomer. And a lot of people don't know the difference. They don't know the difference between traction and decompression. And a lot of people say, use traction devices and call them decompression. But that's not true. Traction is a linear force that pulls and causes muscle contraction to start with because of the resistance, and that causes more compression on the nerve and increase the pressure inside the disc, causing more pain. And so decompression is a different animal. It does pull like traction, but it's not the same. It does it not in linear force. It does it on a logarithmic logarithmic wave, which is by time. It's incremental with a little by little by little to pull. And even if the muscle contracts, the machine automatically gives in to relax the muscle and then begins to pull again. Traction machines are not qualified or able to do that.
Well, see, I've experienced both.
Yes.
Several years ago, I had horrible, horrible pain in my neck. I went to a wonderful chiropractor, wonderful man, gave me adjustments, got some temporary relief, and then he suggested traction on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, it made it worse.
Right.
It made it worse, and I ended up having surgery.
Wow.
And so then I came to you because of back problems, pains down my leg, and so forth, and I did decompression therapy. And it's not even the same ballpark.
No.
It's totally, completely different.
And most people don't really know that. Even technicians that are doing it and clinicians that are performing the procedure don't know it because this is not taught in schools.
Yeah,
we had
yeah.
to learn it elsewhere. I became certified nationally from elsewhere because I went after it.
Now, I have read many patient evaluations from your patients mm-hmm. written in their own handwriting. I love that. And I have read patient after patient after patient mm-hmm. that has come to you, and they had surgery. And it either went bad or it never did work. And then they came to you for decompression therapy. Is that somewhat common, that people come to you and surgery just didn't work and decompression therapy does?
Very common. Very common, because surgery works for a period of time, and sometimes
right.
The side effects of the surgery, from scar tissue, bone accumulation, we call those bone spurs and things, becomes the problem. Then what you removed originally during the surgery, now the results of the surgery causes more problem or same problem, and it comes back. So what would they come to us? We have to evaluate the condition very carefully
right.
and make sure we see what the proper procedure is. But we've helped a lot of people who are post-surgical.
And I'm not a doctor, but I understand that sometimes when you have back surgery, neck surgery, eventually it causes the other discs to begin collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to operate on those as well.
It's
like dominoes up your spine. Spinal decompression therapy stops the domino effect. Is that correct?
You got it. That's why we get repeat surgeries, because of that. One doesn't work. I'm treating somebody that has five surgeries.
Wow.
And finally, he was facing a sixth one, and we, with God's help, were able to somehow interrupt that process, and now we're doing much better.
Well, I'll never forget, one of the very first patients I met when I came into your office was a gentleman that had surgery on his neck. And he told me, I said, are you doing better? He says, oh, my goodness. He said, I had surgery on my neck. He says, I have not been able to sleep for years until I came to see Dr. Gerges. My pain is almost gone now. I am sleeping like a baby. And again, that was one of the first patients that I ever met. And I thought, I'm in the right place.
Well, praise God for that, because really healing comes from the Lord. And
yeah,
we
amen.
Are just the instrument in His hand, and we use the technology and the science that He created. And so we are just discovering the things that God is providing for us.
Okay.
And,
well, go ahead.
And surgery, I mean, decompression is not really the only modality that
right.
we have. We have other modalities, but some people, sometimes we cannot. When we look at the MRI, sometimes you say, oh, we can't do decompression on that
right.
person. So as a result, we have other methods of treatment that are just as effective.
Again, I am just so impressed with your honesty, because, again, I have known of chiropractors who believe they could treat, you know, anything, everything. You look at the MRI and determine whether you can really help or
right.
not. And if you can't, you use another modality.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We've got about 1 minute. What can people expect when they come to your office the first time at Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville?
Well, we expect that we have to find out the real source of the problem and not just the symptoms.
Right.
We can treat the symptoms and they can go away real fast, but we have to treat the condition itself. So we have to go down deep and find out. That's why I require an MRI, because without the MRI or a CT scan, we cannot really get the answer. And so we get to the source.
Well, Back Pain Relief Ohio, folks, listen, please. Don't continue living in pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, pain down your legs, down your arms. Please go to backpainreliefohio.com or call the office at 614-890-3500. 614-890-3500. Again, Dr. Gerges, thank you for helping so many of our listeners and hundreds and thousands of others through the years of your ministry and your practice. Dr. Carrie Gerges, backpainreliefohio.com, 614-890-3500. God bless you.
God bless you too, and thank you very much.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Surprise, surprise! Our government has not been telling us the truth. Remember when all the Haitian immigrants gathered under the bridge down in Texas? 15 to 20,000 of them. You remember what the president, President Biden, said? Oh, we're going to send them all back. We're going to send them all back. Well, that's not what happened. Yeah. I've got that story, but before I get to it, folks, we are close to reaching our goal of helping 70 entire families in refugee camps, well, not just in refugee camps, in hope centers in the country of Lebanon. Almost all of these are Muslim background. They are desperate. They have no food. They have no money. They have the clothes on their back. That is all. They have come to a country for safety reasons, certainly not economic reasons. They have no hope, they have no future until they find hope in Christ. At a Hope Center sponsored by Heart for Lebanon, and that's where you and I come in. You, folks, have already taken care of 50 families. We need to take care of 20 more. How are we going to do it? One at a time? A half at a time? Whatever the amount is that God lays on your heart, I'm just asking you to pray and then call 888-578-9340. We need just a little bit over $2,000, and I know that there is at least one person listening right now that could call 888-578-9340 and pledge $1,000. Well, for $1,100, you could take care of 10 families, 10 entire families for just a tad over $1,000. Change lives forever. Change families. All in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, please, who will call 888-578-9340? That's the number for Heart for Lebanon. $116 per family. If you can't do a full 116, do 25 or 50 or 10. Just respond. 888-578-9340. We're coming up on the top of the hour break, 5 o'clock. I've got this story about the refugees on the border that'll blow your mind. But we've got to reach this goal. And you can be a part. Whatever God lays on your heart, 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. Or go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on Heart for Lebanon. Or you can do monthly. $29 a month takes care of a family for an entire year. For $29 a month. One more time. Here's the number. Please pray about it. 888-578-9340. All right. There were 15,000-20,000 Haitian refugees, and you and I have already gone over, where did they come from? They didn't come from Haiti. They didn't. They didn't come from Haiti. But 15,000 to 20,000, and then suddenly, because of the bad press, this encampment that was huge, in about 2 days was just cleared out. Well, what happened? Well, when the Haitian crisis first came up, President Biden said, we're sending them back to Haiti. And indeed, there were a couple of planes filled with Haitians who hadn't been to Haiti in 10 or 20 years, sent back to Haiti. What happened to the rest of them? Well, finally, yesterday, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted the vast majority of them were just released into the United States. Well, wait a minute. The president said they couldn't come in. They're going back. No, they were, yeah. Quote, so far, approximately 12,400 have been released into the United States. In addition, there are 3,000 that are currently in detention. They're being processed, and they will probably be released into the United States as well. Secretary Mayorkas said, quote, it could be even higher. Yeah, it could be even higher. Now, who are these people? Well, they're from Haiti originally, but they've been living in Colombia, Peru, Brazil for anywhere from 10 to 20 years. What do we know about them? Well, really nothing. But they've all, get this, they have been told, you have 60 days to check in. Secretary Mayorkas admitted during the interview yesterday that at least 44% never make the appointed court appearances. Almost half. That means 12 to 15,000 illegal immigrants just released into the United States. About half will just disappear. Won't know where they are, who they are, what they're... No, we... No, just... Yeah. The government has not been telling us the truth. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Sadly.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.